Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Arkusz drugi. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu składa się z dwóch zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie ósme. Zapoznaj się ze zdaniami podanymi poniżej. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie nagranie dwóch informacji radiowych nadanych przez młodzieżową rozgłośnię w Londynie. Zdecyduj, które zdania są zgodne z treścią tekstu.
True.
A które nie?
False.
Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Information 1. A thrice-divorced industrialist has put £500,000 into a pioneering scheme to teach sixth formers about the realities of marriage. Rex Chester, 66, a former chairman of a paint manufacturing company, sold his family estate in Hampshire to fund the project, which seeks to prevent divorce. Students Exploring Marriage, a registered charity, is supported by three bishops and has been running on a small scale for 5 years. It is expected to reach 27 state and private schools next year. Mr. Chester, who has been married for 5 years to his fourth wife, said that he wanted to move away from the crisis intervention offered by other organisations. Lower six pupils volunteer for 3-month workshops in which they interview three couples. The emphasis is on Christian marriage.
Information 2. The American actor Harrison Ford will earn more than $1 million a day for portraying the commander of a Russian submarine in the film entitled The Widowmaker. The 58-year-old actor signed a contract for $25 million for 20 days' work. beating the $3 million Marlon Brando collected in 1978 for his 4 days on the set of Superman, a part that had him on screen for 10 minutes. The 20 days on the new film exclude the research that Ford had already done on the part of Nikolai Kateyev, whose nuclear submarine survived a near meltdown north of Shetland in 1961. He has visited Moscow and contacted Kateyev's widow. According to reports from the set, the film, produced by National Geographic Films, will cost $60 million and be shot over 3 months in Iceland, Finland and Canada. On the 1973 film American Graffiti, Ford refused director George Lucas's first offer of $500 a week. He changed his mind when he was offered another $15. Tim Kelly, the executive producer, said that Ford, who is already the highest paid Hollywood actor, was worth the money. He guarantees a hit.
Wysłuchaj jeszcze raz tekstu do zadania ósmego.
Information 1. A thrice divorced industrialist has put £500,000 into a pioneering scheme to teach sixth formers about the realities of marriage. Rex Chester, 66, a former chairman of a paint manufacturing company, sold his family estate in Hampshire to fund the project, which seeks to prevent divorce. Students Exploring Marriage, a registered charity, is supported by three bishops and has been running on a small scale for 5 years. It is expected to reach 27 state and private schools next year. Mr. Chester, who has been married for 5 years to his fourth wife, said that he wanted to move away from the crisis intervention offered by other organizations. Lower six pupils volunteer for three-month workshops in which they interview three couples. The emphasis is on Christian marriage.
Information 2. The American actor Harrison Ford will earn more than $1 million a day for portraying the commander of a Russian submarine in the film entitled The Widowmaker. The 58-year-old actor signed a contract for $25 million for 20 days' work, beating the $3 million Marlon Brando collected in 1978 for his 4 days on the set of Superman, a part that had him on screen for 10 minutes. The 20 days on the new film exclude the research that Ford had already done on the part of Nikolai Kateyev, whose nuclear submarine survived a near meltdown north of Shetland in 1961. He has visited Moscow and contacted Kateyev's widow. According to reports from the set, the film, produced by National Geographic Films, will cost $60 million and be shot over 3 months in Iceland, Finland and Canada. On the 1973 film American Graffiti, Ford refused director George Lucas's first offer of $500 a week. He changed his mind when he was offered another $15. Tim Kelly, the executive producer, said that Ford, who is already the highest paid Hollywood actor, was worth the money. He guarantees a hit.
Przenieś rozwiązanie na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie dziewiąte. Zapoznaj się ze zdaniami podanymi poniżej. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedzi czterech osób. Na podstawie informacji zawartych w tekście, z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią tekstu. Zaznacz jedną z czterech możliwości, zakreślając literę A, B, C lub D. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
With the number of teenagers using marijuana on the rise, we asked some well-known experts and parents to answer the question, what do you tell your children about smoking marijuana? Speaker number one, Jocelyn Elders, former US Surgeon General.
Trust me, nothing jolts a parent's nervous system more than the thought that his or her child may be using drugs. Even when suspicious, parents are often afraid to ask. Will we alienate our children by accusing them falsely? Yet if we don't speak to them, how will they know that we are beside them if they need our help? Make your first communication with your child about drugs a good one, because you may not get another chance. Make an appointment. Let your child talk. Listen for a long time. Then when you do comment, don't be judgmental. If your child indicates that he or she is using drugs, or might consider doing so, take several deep breaths. Remember, your goal is not to change your child's behavior, because that is impossible. Your goal is to encourage and guide your child into changing his or her own behavior.
Speaker number two, Stephen Daniels, Partnership for a Drug-Free America. What we have seen in our annual national research, which surveys more than 10,000 teens and parents, is that the number one risk kids see in drugs is not dying or going to jail or getting thrown out of school. The number one risk for kids, and this has been consistent for 10 years, is disappointing their mothers and fathers. Parents will find that hard to believe because they think it goes in one ear and out the other ear. What I'm saying is not feel-good advice. Kids who report having parents who talk to them frequently have lower experimentation rates with drugs. Speaker number 3, Frances Graham, evangelist and mother of 3 sons and a daughter.
I think all of us know drugs are physically harmful, but there is another side to that notion because we are spiritual beings. Drugs are spiritually destructive. People who use drugs are weakened physically and they are weakened spiritually. It's hard if parents are taking drugs themselves or getting drunk. Kids respond, "If you do it, why can't we?" Parents must set the example. That's what's missing, the will to set an example.
Speaker number 4, Tom Hayden, California State Senator and father of 2 children. I didn't smoke much marijuana in the 60s. My addiction was alcohol, which was approved by the same establishment that was bent on criminalizing marijuana. My kids saw that, and they developed an acute sensitivity to hypocrisy. It took me many years to stop drinking and to live without such addictions. When I did, that was a better lesson than any words I could have preached to them. But this experience hardly makes me a neo-Puritan supporter of the continuing war against marijuana users. It's despicable to criminalize and imprison thousands for marijuana possession, while the liquor and tobacco lobbies are destroying so many lives.
Wysłuchaj jeszcze raz tekstu do zadania 9.
With the number of teenagers using marijuana on the rise, we asked some well-known experts and parents to answer the question, what do you tell your children about smoking marijuana? Speaker number 1, Jocelyn Elders, former US Surgeon General.
Trust me. Nothing jolts a parent's nervous system more than the thought that his or her child may be using drugs. Even when suspicious, parents are often afraid to ask, will we alienate our children by accusing them falsely? Yet if we don't speak to them, how will they know that we are beside them if they need our help? Make your first communication with your child about drugs a good one, because you may not get another chance. Make an appointment. Let your child talk. Listen for a long time. Then when you do comment, don't be judgmental. If your child indicates that he or she is using drugs or might consider doing so, take several deep breaths. Remember, your goal is not to change your child's behavior, because that is impossible. Your goal is to encourage and guide your child into changing his or her own behavior.
Speaker number 2, Stephen Daniels, Partnership for a Drug-Free America. What we have seen in our annual national research, which surveys more than 10,000 teens and parents, is that the number one risk kids see in drugs is not dying or going to jail or getting thrown out of school. The number one risk for kids, and this has been consistent for 10 years, is disappointing their mothers and fathers. Parents will find that hard to believe because they think it goes in one ear and out the other ear. What I'm saying is not feel-good advice. Kids who report having parents who talk to them frequently have lower experimentation rates with drugs. Speaker number 3, Frances Graham, evangelist and mother of 3 sons and a daughter.
I think all of us know drugs are physically harmful, but there is another side to that notion because we are spiritual beings. Drugs are spiritually destructive. People who use drugs are weakened physically and they are weakened spiritually. It's hard if parents are taking drugs themselves or getting drunk. Kids respond, "If you do it, why can't we?" Parents must set the example. That's what's missing, the will to set an example.
Speaker number 4, Tom Hayden, California State Senator and father of 2 children. I didn't smoke much marijuana in the 60s. My addiction was alcohol, which was approved by the same establishment that was bent on criminalizing marijuana. My kids saw that, and they developed an acute sensitivity to hypocrisy. It took me many years to stop drinking and to live without such addictions. When I did, that was a better lesson than any words I could have preached to them. But this experience hardly makes me a neo-Puritan supporter of the continuing war against marijuana users. It's despicable to criminalize and imprison thousands for marijuana possession while the liquor and tobacco lobbies are destroying so many lives.
Przenieś rozwiązanie na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.